Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you give to each of us and that you call each of us to live a lifestyle of sitting at your feet. Father, teach us and empower us to be believers that recognize the need for us to live a lifestyle where we stay in close fellowship with you all the time. And Father, of course, it's by your Holy Spirit and his grace that we're able to do that. More and more empower us to be the prayer warriors you want us to be. Teach us to walk in close fellowship and empower us to walk in close fellowship with you continually. And thank you for your Holy Spirit and your word that help us to do that faithfully each and every day. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. And let me remind you once again, we want to continue to share our email, jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And if you haven't emailed us to get the prayer tool that we call Kingdom Prayers, please take the time to email us because it's a tool to help strengthen and encourage your prayer life. And it's so important that we understand God calls every believer to be a prayer warrior. There's so much work God does through the lives of those that take prayer seriously. And this is a tool that simply can help you. One of many tools, of course, that can help you in your prayer life. So again, that email is jparker@afa.net. Hope you'll take time to email us. Of course, we thank the Lord all the time for our producer, Rick Robertson. And of course, we're grateful to have with us in studio today, Jade Holifield, who is here on staff with us. Jade, how are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you, Pastor Parker?
It's been a minute. Always good to have you. Yeah, it has been a little bit since you've been on with us. But
yes, sir.
We're grateful to have you come on today as we near the beginning of a new year.
Yeah.
And we'll be focusing on encouraging believers to become more the prayer warriors he wants us to be as well. It's good for us to know and understand that then. So thanks again for being with us on the broadcast
today.
Thank
you for having me.
As we start, I'm going to take a moment specifically to share an introduction to the item that we refer to as a prayer tool. Specifically, it's a little introduction, but I want our listeners to really focus on this because as we share again about why a tool like this is helpful, our main goal is to stir you in this new year to become more the prayer warrior that the Lord wants you to be. Again, this is the introduction to our tool we call Kingdom Prayers. What difference did it make that I prayed today? And what difference did it make what I prayed for? Did it make any difference at all? Allow me to respond. I'm glad you asked. It made and makes all the difference in the world. Because you prayed, and specifically because you prayed certain kingdom kinds of prayers, these sorts of things will often happen. Often God will put you on people's hearts who otherwise may not have you on their mind. People may seem to seek you out, specifically ask you for prayer, for wisdom, or sometimes unique opportunities for ministry just seem to open up before you all the time throughout the day. Opportunities to minister to and bless people come up regularly. These and other miraculous things happen because you asked. Not only is God willing to answer these kinds of prayers, he's looking for disciples who will pray this way daily, and he will use those persons to do miraculous things every single day. And so, Jade, as we dive into this topic,
one
of the great needs for us to understand why this is important is because there's so much ministry that needs to happen all over the place.
Come on.
And the Holy Spirit is all about ministry. And he has no trouble getting God's work done. He simply is looking for willing vessels. And it's as we walk with God in prayer that we have ears to hear and eyes to see the opportunities that are before us. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts to come to mind right off?
Yes, because I think that there are people, because times like you've had Sister Evangelist Ernestine, Lord, oh my goodness, if she's listening to this, please forgive me, ma'am. You know I know you, because I always tell you when you come. But when you hear people like that, and then you, Pastor Parker, and I know your wife is a prayer warrior, you know, you see these women, and we've met them, and you're like, how can I get there? I always go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, ask the Lord to give you a hunger and thirst, and he will give you that. And because prayer is the way that we communicate with the Lord. And honestly, I'm reading through the Bible, my husband and I. Mm-hmm. So we're in Genesis chapter 20 right now. Mm-hmm. And when so I just passed through the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. I've already read through that. And Abraham, you know, he said to the Lord, what if there are 50 righteous people in Sodom? You know, and I said all that to say, now God has given us a gift that we can pray to him, because there was a division and we weren't able to communicate with the God of the universe. But then Jesus came and now we can communicate with them, and mm-hmm. we need to take advantage of it, because there's a lot that can get accomplished through prayer.
That is so true. And every believer's called to be a person of prayer. All of us, every man and woman of God, every boy and girl that's saved, everybody. We're all called to. In fact, the Bible tells us pray without ceasing.
Come on, Pastor Parker.
And it takes the Holy Spirit to help us to really do that. But it's important to understand it's so important to everything, because without the help of the Holy Spirit and without an active prayer life, there's so much that we will miss mm-hmm. of what God wants to do in us and through us. So living a lifestyle of prayer is so important. And so we have to lean heavy on the Holy Spirit to be able to
do that
as well.
Because this flesh doesn't want to cooperate. Sometimes you got to slap it. Like, we about to pray.
Exactly.
We're about to intercede.
So, you know, in this passage that we read, in fact, I'm going to take a moment to read it again. But it's so powerful because it lays out some interesting insights about all of us as believers. Again, Luke 10, verse 38 through 42, the story of Mary and Martha. Again, starting at verse 38. Now, it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. And you know, Jade, it's a short story, but it's such a powerful one because it teaches us some very critical things. And both Christ and the author help us to understand what's right and what's not mm-hmm. right in this passage. You know, of course, Jesus and his disciples have come to visit the home of Martha and Mary. And as one typically would often expect, you'd think, well, you got to cook and clean and do all this stuff with a house full of guests. And Martha is doing what I guess your average person might think that a hostess would do.
Right.
But Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. She's not trying to help cook, not trying to help clean. She's sitting and listening to Jesus, spending time with him one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And Martha, when she finally comes to the point where she slows down a little bit and she realizes she doesn't have help, she's upset.
Better get Mary.
And she's so upset, she doesn't talk to Mary. She might think she might do something to Mary, I don't know, but she doesn't talk to Mary. She talks to Jesus. She's so upset, and she kind of scolds Jesus in the midst of all this.
Wow.
Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. So picture this, Martha scolding Jesus for not telling her lazy sister to get up and help her. But notice how, keep in mind, the author himself clearly lets us know where Martha's perspective is. In verse 40, he says, Martha was distracted. Mm. To be distracted means to be pulled away from the more important thing. And so the author, too, lets it be known Mary is doing the wiser thing, too. So Jesus graciously and lovingly, you know, it doesn't say Jesus scolded Martha back. You know, and in our humanism, if we were in Jesus' position, we'd think, a lot of folks would have yelled at Martha back, saying, no, Martha, you need to straighten up.
Okay.
You know, well, Jesus graciously responds, and he says to Martha, 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 you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. And of course, this scripture is not giving a theology for not washing dishes and cleaning up and a theology for not preparing for guests.
Right.
But the point is, all of us are called to make the high priority of our life God and our relationship to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in intimate fellowship with God, and that happens through our prayer life and our time in the Word in particular. Those are two key areas of our lives where we stay in close fellowship with the Lord. And it's so critical that we understand that that's very, very serious.
Can you I love how you are breaking this down, Pastor Parker, especially when you, verse 40, Martha was distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, if we really think about it, many people who claim to love God,
mm-hmm.
love Jesus, they really don't, because
mm-hmm.
you can tell by your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this may sound weird to say, but I know from the moment that I became more consistent in my prayer life and reading, I had to first start off being legalistic. And I know people don't like to hear that word, but what it did for me, I was like, what? I need Jesus. I need it, even though my flesh may get in the way and I want to sleep in a little bit more, because I like to get my prayer time in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Or I may want to, you know, do this, or I try to also work out in the mornings. But my time with the Lord is first. Because
mm-hmm.
look, already I named off wanting to sleep, wanting to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But my first priority must be the Lord. And so I had to confess to the Lord, Lord, I say I love you, but my actions aren't showing it because I'm not spending time with you. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of like husband and wife. If my husband say he loves me, he's going to spend time with his baby. If
mm-hmm.
I say I love him, you know.
Exactly.
And so if you're listening and you're like, I want to get there, stop. Just do it. I'm like Nike. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you really love God, show him by your actions.
So true. So true. And so here, this short passage, a little snapshot out of the life of Jesus and Martha and Mary is very powerful because, again, very clearly, Jesus loves and knows, has a good relationship with Martha and Mary. But he very clearly points out that Mary is doing the wiser thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's made it a priority while Jesus and his disciples are there
priority.
To sit down and spend time with Jesus. In other words, she's not standing at the door about to run help her sister. She's made it her priority to sit down and focus on spending one-on-one time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We're all called to have a Mary kind of heart in a Martha kind of world. We're busy. We're
Ooh.
All busy.
Pastor Park, you're showing out.
But it's important to really grasp that like every believer is called to an intimate relationship with God. If we think, well, God wants certain people to be close and everybody else can be so-so, God calls all of us to an intimate walk with the Lord. Father,
mm-hmm.
thank you for the opportunity you give each one of us to be like Mary, to make it our priority in our lives, to draw close to you. You give each of us the opportunity to get into your word every single day if we simply choose to make it a priority. You give each of us the opportunity to spend time with you in prayer as we make it a priority. And you give us an opportunity to literally sit at your feet as we read and meditate on your word and as we spend significant time with you in prayer. Lord, anoint us all afresh today with the spirit of prayer. Help us to recognize, Lord, that you call all of us into that intimate, secret place with you to be in close fellowship relationship one-on-one with you.
Mm-hmm.
And help us to know, Lord, that there is how we're equipped and better equipped to be in close fellowship relationship in such a way that we're vessels that are more readily used by your spirit.
Yes, sir.
But also we hear you more clearly. We hear your voice as you direct us as to what you want us to do. We hear you more clearly when you guide and direct us to tell us, when you tell us to call that person or pray for this individual or reach out to this individual or give this person this or that. Help us to live so that we're in a listening mode all the time. And help us to recognize, Lord, that as we walk in fellowship with you, we'll be in that secret place. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio co-host today is Jade Holyfield. We'll be right back.
Until the veil was torn.
The music of Mercy Me, all of creation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Blessed to have as my co-host today, Jade Holofield, and today we're talking about the tool Kingdom Prayers that we offer to our listeners. And again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Please email us to get a copy of it so you can use in your own personal life. But also, please get it not only for your own personal use, but use it as a discipleship tool to help your family, but also forward it on to other people, believers that you know, family, friends, or individuals that you know, because everyone can use help, strength, and encouragement in their prayer life. And this is a tool to help do that, to help jumpstart and empower your prayer life as well. So again, the email is jparker@afa.net. Please email us to get it and start using it today. Well, Jade, you know, in the Kingdom Prayer Tool, the first prayer listed is specifically a prayer for salvation. And I think of this, it's so important that we understand the Bible clearly tells us, seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And I think of this too, it's important for us to understand one of the reasons why it's so important for us to live a life filled with prayer is because it basically invites the Holy Spirit to step in and work with us more and more mightily in every area of our lives. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, the Holy Spirit is all about ministry. Yeah. He's all about ministry. Now, ministry is simply doing God's will, whatever it is. And God has a will at every moment of our lives. But whether or not we connect to it depends on if we just walk with the Lord.
Right. God, he wants us to desire his will above our own. And I will say, because we live in this world, especially in today's society with all of this entertainment, mm-hmm. I'll speak for me, Pastor Parker, because I think you're perfect.
Well, let's not say that. Only Jesus.
But I find myself at times when I'm praying or when I'm seeking the Lord for direction, I'm like, Lord, help me to pray according to your will. If this is your will, let this be in your will. But Lord, help me to know your will mm-hmm. so that I can pray out what you want, your desires. Because like I said, we live in a world where we're so consumed about me, and what I want. But God mm-hmm. has a purpose. I was telling my husband the other day, I said, you know, I'm a Sarah. I'm not about to, God didn't want Ishmael. He wanted Isaac, mm-hmm. but then we got an Ishmael, you know, and that's why there's the wars going on now over there in Middle Eastern. But my point of bringing that up to my husband is we need our heart is to do God's will, and he doesn't need our help. He is God Almighty. And the when it comes to praying and praying out the will of God, I'm not going to fib to you. I still at times I'm like, Lord, I want this being your will, but I know when I'm praying according to his word, that's always his will. So that's mm-hmm. what I'll do is I'll say, Father, well, your word says this. And mm-hmm. so I'm praying out this. Now, I'm not always perfect at it because Pastor Parker, you got on to me earlier in a loving and gentle way about mm-hmm. praying out what God's word says. Mm-hmm. But I love that you brought that up because his will, it's for the best, even when we don't feel like it is.
That's so true. And, you know, I think of this, you know, One of the very important lessons from the Word of God that we really should be mindful of continually as we look at the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ mm-hmm. is, obviously, there are certain things only Jesus could do.
Right.
Nobody else could die on the cross to pay for our sins mm-hmm. and rise again from the dead for us to be saved. Only Jesus could do that. But there are many things Jesus did that he did as a role model for us. Now, one of the powerful truths to note, too, is that Jesus always did the Father's will at every moment in his life. He stayed in close, intimate relationship with the Lord. So he never deviated from the will of God at every moment in his life, every moment even on the cross. He never deviated from the will of God.
Right.
And he said, I only do what my Father says.
That's it.
I only say what my Father says in essence. And the powerful truth is, again, he's a wonderful role model for us. Our goal is to listen to God moment by moment. Mm-hmm. And nobody did it perfectly but Jesus. But we're to strive for that.
I was going to say, you know, when you were talking about how Jesus only said what the Father said, mm-hmm. like I said, my husband and I are reading through the Bible for the year. And I was reading in John chapter 6 last night. And you know the story where they wanted to stone the woman who committed adultery, right? Mm-hmm. And you remember when Jesus was scribbling or whatever on the ground? Mm-hmm. And I heard a minister say once, and I thought this was interesting. Some people in their theology may think otherwise, but what he said was he thinks that Jesus was waiting to hear from the Father. That's why he was just writing on the ground. And I thought, Jesus said, I only do and say what my Father says. And when I read that, though, it made me think about in James where it tells us to be, you know, quick to speak and quick to listen and slow to speak. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord wants us to be so full of Him, to mm-hmm. love Him more than our spouse, to love Him more than our children. You know what I mean? Like, this month is Sanctity of Human Life, and children are so precious. And God just wants us to be so full of Him and His Word so that other people can see what they're missing out on, because man, my life is fulfilled because I have Christ mm-hmm. and because I have prayer.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, the first, again, prayer is a prayer for salvation, and I would really encourage every believer to ask God for a fresh anointing of His Spirit of evangelism, discipleship. The fact is, so many people in our world aren't saved. They don't know Jesus Christ as Lord mm-hmm. and Savior, and if they die in that state, sadly, they're on their way to hell. Now, you know, Jay, that's not fun to think about. That's not fun to say, mm-hmm. but it's reality. You know, on average, I heard the figure that they said, on average, every 24 hours, around 250,000 people die all over the world.
My Lord.
That's a lot of dying. And the fact is, when people die, it doesn't matter if they were black or white, rich or poor, Republican, Democrat. The only thing that matters, did you know Jesus Christ? Mm-hmm. And it's important that we who know Christ, that we be passionate about the work of evangelism and discipleship, because that's what Jesus calls us to. We're to go into all the world and make disciples. Yet sadly, there are many believers, that's not on their mind.
Yeah.
Their mind is just living life and getting through the day, and I've got this and that. And the idea of being about the, you know, seeking first the kingdom is not where they are. We need to pray that God would empower us to be the evangelism and discipleship minded believers mm-hmm. He wants us to be. Would you pray specifically now for believers to come to have that passion to be about His business of doing this work He's called us all to.
Absolutely. Man, Abba, Father, I'm just so, so grateful, Lord, that we can come boldly to Your throne of grace, and it's only because of what our Savior Jesus did, dying on the cross. Father, I just pray for every person that is listening right now, Lord, and I just ask that You would give us all a hunger and thirst for more of You, a hunger and thirst for righteousness. You said, blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And right now, Lord, we are desiring to be filled with the desire to pray. Colossians 4:2, it says, devote yourself to prayer with the heart of thanksgiving. Father, devote means to be committed to. Help us to be committed to this, God. Help us to want to be a Mary. I love what Pastor Parker said, Mary kind of heart and a Martha kind of world. Help us to have a Mary kind of heart, Lord, to go to the throne room, Lord, of Your feet, of the cross, Lord, and to lay all of our burdens, Lord, to pray out Your will upon this world. Lord, also, I just want to ask this, and I'm talking to myself, help us to pray for other people and not be, because sometimes I get tired of praying about my stuff. Help me to pray for others, Lord, because when we pray for others, we are showing confidence and knowing that You're taking care of the things that are on our hearts and that's going on in our world. Father, I just thank You that You have given us the gift of prayer. And that because of what Jesus said, that we can come to You, Lord, and that You hear the prayers of Your children, God. That's why we call You Abba, Father. And I just thank You for it right now, Lord, that we will not leave the way that we came, Lord. That the everyone that's listening right now, they will not be the same person at the end of this show, Lord. That they will have an unction from the Holy One to be a prayer warrior. And Lord, I ask this for not only for women, but for the men as well. I've always seen women who are prayer warriors. God, I know that You have it to where men are to be the forefront of that, Father, because You have called them. Lord, in Genesis, after the fall of man, You said, Adam, where are you? So I just pray right now that men will be leaders, husbands and fathers, being the ones to go to their wives and children. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. I ask this in the powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to invite our listeners now, again, there may be someone listening who you're not saved. Either you're not saved or you're not sure if you're saved, or you may be a believer who feels like you're not where you need to be and you sense a need to commit or recommit your heart to the Lord. I want to invite you to pray this prayer for salvation or recommitting your heart to the Lord. Simply pray this prayer with me if you would at this time. Lord Jesus, I believe You are the Son of God. I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong. Right now, by faith, I repent and turn from all the wrongs I've done. Lord, forgive me for all the wrong I've done. I do believe that You came to this world, that You lived, that You died on the cross to pay for my sins, And I believe that 3 days later, you rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die for me.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person that you want me to be. You said in the Bible, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And again, so if you just prayed that prayer for the first time and asked Jesus into your heart, please email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send you some discipleship material to help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Remember, the decision to receive Christ is the most important decision in life. And we're grateful to hear when people make that step. So please do email us at jparker@afa.net. And we look forward to being in touch with you and sending you some materials to help you grow stronger in the Lord. Well, you know, Jade, in the next prayer that's mentioned specifically is the Lord's Prayer. That's a prayer the Lord taught us to pray specifically in Matthew chapter 6. It's a short prayer, but you know, as believers, we're all wise to pray it every day, because if Jesus taught his disciples to pray it, we're all to be disciples of Jesus Christ if we know Christ as Lord and Savior. And so apparently there was a lot of wisdom and eternal insight in this prayer. So we should never make the mistake of thinking it's a children's prayer. It's a prayer for disciples. So I'm going to take a moment now specifically to pray this prayer, and we invite our listeners to pray it with us as well. And you might think, well, I know that. Well, great. Pray it with me then, okay? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Again, Jade, it's a simple prayer, but also I think it's helpful for us to understand. It's kind of a spiritual maintenance prayer as well. Mm-hmm. It helps us day by day maintain our walk with the Lord. You know, confessing sin, that, you know, ways we've messed up and made mistakes, and everybody but Jesus does it.
Okay.
And so this is a prayer to help us maintain that, because again, we're not to retain sin in our lives. We're to confess it, repent of it, ask God to forgive us. Mm-hmm. And the Lord's Prayer helps us to deal with that on a day by day basis. But also it's one of dependence. We are his sheep and the people of his pasture. We're dependent on the Lord, and so it's a good prayer to pray every day. Even if people think of it as being childish, they should get past that.
Right.
Jesus taught his grown disciples to pray it, and all of us are wise to pray it every single day.
I love that you brought up about confessing sin. That is a huge part of prayer that I think that some people forget about. Every day we need to be confessing sin. And I'm so grateful for the blood of Jesus. I know people say he covered our sins. He wiped it, y'all. He wiped it. Covering something, I mean, something's still under there. Wiping, I mean, is no longer there.
Washed it away.
Come on. That's even better word. Pastor Parker, let me help me out. Washed it away. Mm-hmm. And we need to, 1 John 1:9 is there for a reason. So that means that we're going to sin, even those who've been in our walk. But we need to have such a sensitive heart to I pray Psalms 51:10 at times over myself, creating me a new heart, Lord, renew a steadfast spirit within me, because we have never arrived, and sin is always there. I do believe the more that we walk in our walk with the Lord, that we sin less, but we do need to have a heart to be sensitive to about sin and in our own lives, as well as sinning against others.
That's right. That's right. Now, the next prayer I mentioned is the prayer of Jabez, of course, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Specifically in verse 10. Now, of course, there are two verses that deal with Jabez, but verse 10 specifically has the prayer. Would you take a moment just to pray it now?
Sure. Okay. Lord, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Place your hand anew upon me and keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, Jade, I think of this. You know, lots of people, they may think, I don't know, sometimes they might think Bruce Wilkinson wrote that prayer. Actually, Jesus wrote that prayer. Bruce Wilkinson wrote a book about it.
Right.
But the beauty is, it's a very wise prayer to pray every day, because amongst other things, it places you afresh in the hands of God to be used of God more and more. And as believers, that's exactly what we should have a longing for, to be used by God every single day.
And I want to say this, Pastor Parker, there, because I've heard different views on this prayer of Jabez. And there's a minister who I highly respect. And I remember he wrote a blog about how, like, people don't need to do that prayer and all. Well, this is the thing, though. I think it's the position of the heart. Like, your heart, my heart, because I know times I've done this prayer.
I'm going to jump in and we'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. My co-host today is Jade Holifield. We'll be right back. Music of Jennifer Meikle. Jennifer Meikle, great God. Thanks for listening to The Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. My co-host today is Jade Holifield. And Jade, you can pick up with your thought you were sharing about the prayer of Jabez. No problem.
That music was rude. Thanks a lot, Rick, the producer. I'm so sorry. No, what I was saying was That prayer, the prayer of Jabez, I've heard different views on it. You know, there are some people who are like, yeah, you better pray. And then there's been some people I've met. There's one minister who I highly respect. He's against it. And his reason was because I honestly don't remember all the intricate details of what he wrote in his article. But what I was saying was, I believe it's the position of the heart. You know, if they're the position of your heart to pray something like this, because this prayer works. I'll never forget the first time you sent me the book, Pastor Parker. I think I was still in seminary school. You mailed it to me, and I started praying this prayer, and I read the book by Bruce Wilkinson. And I kid you not, I started receiving blessings and opportunities to be a blessing. That's the thing, I believe, when it comes to prayers concerning enlargement and expanding our territory. Is it because you just want it for me and mine only? Or is it because you want to go be a blessing? Because let's be honest here, it takes money, it takes funds to have a ministry. It takes that. But then you got some people, I won't name no names. I think y'all will know, though. He got that big old church in Texas, and Kanye West was there a few weeks ago. You know, who I think are money hungry. But I think when it comes to, like I said, the prayer of Jabez, it's the position of your heart. Times when I was praying this prayer, which honestly I need to get back on after just today's broadcast, my heart was, I want to be a blessing to people. And so I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, you know, I think we're wise to understand it's in the Word of God. The Word of God is the will of God. And so when you pray the Word of God, you're praying the will of God. So certainly it's wise to pray it.
Right.
And the fact is, when you're praying, you know, when we work, we work. When we pray, God works. And the beauty is the Holy Spirit knows what to do. So when we pray, for example, Lord, bless me a lot. You know, in other words, the Holy Spirit knows how most productively to bless us today. So we're not dictating to the Holy Spirit. We're just saying, Lord, bless me a lot. Expand my territory. Now, when you ask that, you're, again, leaving it up to the Holy Spirit to do it. The Holy Spirit knows how to expand your influence for God, and that's what he's going to do. So this is not about being selfish. It's about wanting more to be used by God.
Yeah.
So when you say expand my territory, this is kingdom territory.
This is
influence for the kingdom of God. Expand my territory, that your hand would be with me. In other words, the hand of God is the Holy Spirit. Every believer should want more and more of the Holy Spirit to work on them and through them.
Right.
and then keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. We always need the grace of God to help keep us, because as long as we're in the flesh, we're subject to temptation and we don't want to fall. So it's wise for every believer to pray it every day, because again, it's a kingdom prayer. It helps us to become more fruitful vessels in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Mm. So it's sad to think that someone would tell you not to pray it, because it's a wonderful tool to help you to become a more fruitful vessel in the hands of the Holy Spirit. So it's a good prayer to pray absolutely every single day.
Where is it? Is it Ephesians or Philippians? Forgive me, Lord, where it says he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Well, it's in the Bible. We got to look it up. Okay. So it's there.
That's what I thought you knew.
But the beauty is, it's exactly true. God can do so much more than we think. And that's why it's so good to know that at any given moment, when we take more time to pray on any given day, God is able to surprise us at what he can do in us.
Pastor Parker, can I give a quick mini little testimony? Okay. It was just earlier this week, I was praying about something specifically. Mm-hmm. All right, concerning me and my honey bunny, I love him, my husband, concerning a situation. And I kid you not, the next day, who you think brought up that topic? My husband. Do you hear me? And we were able to discuss this, but I brought this up. Wives, let me just say this. We got so much power in prayer. My prayer is more powerful than my husband's mama's prayers. You see what I'm saying? Because we're one flesh. Like, anyway, I just thought about that when you said that. Like, he can do exceedingly abundantly, because what I prayed for was something specific, and here comes my husband the next day, who didn't have a clue that I was praying about this, coming to talk to me. Now, when you got a saved husband, ladies, that means you got a husband that's filled with the Holy Spirit, so you can pray.
That's right. That's right. And it's good for us to know, too, any believer can pray. Mm-hmm. And the beauty is, it's the Spirit of God that answers prayer. He's the hand of God. And so God has no trouble answering prayer.
Right.
Our job is to pray. And so at any given moment when you take more time to pray, again, for example, if you ask the question, well, will God do more in and through the lives of people that will pray more? Yes. No question about it.
Absolutely.
Because again, prayer, amongst other things, releases the Holy Spirit to work. And so it's good for us to know the Holy Spirit is God.
That's
so he can
buddy.
Do anything. Mm-hmm. The next prayer specifically mentioned is praying the Ten Commandments. This is a very wise thing for every believer to do. And remember, all of these prayers are relatively short. It doesn't take but a few moments to pray them. But the beauty is, it releases the Holy Spirit to help us to walk with God more intimately and to be more fruitful in his hands. We're going to take a moment now to pray the Ten Commandments. Lord, thank you for this day. Help us this day to put you first in every way and in all that we do. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Jade, one of the reasons why it's so wise for us to pray that every day, and also, not only should we pray it, parents, we should teach and train our children to pray it on a daily basis. We should teach and train our grandchildren to pray it, and we should share copies of it widely, though, because it's a powerful tool. We're wise also to pray it for our nation and for the church as well.
You're
because,
right.
Again, remember, when you pray, don't ever make the mistake of thinking, well, my little prayers don't accomplish much. You should never say that. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Remember, it's not about us. We simply ask. It's the Spirit of God that brings answers.
Right.
So the answers are powerful because they come from the hand of God, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we should pray it over our nation and over the church as well, because remember, we're releasing the grace of God to bring it to pass. And we see in our nation, sadly, you see these school shootings and shootings in businesses, shootings in churches as well. Well, again, when we pray, ask God to help us to not murder, we're releasing the grace of God to bring to an end this kind of tragic work. And the fact is, the more and more as God's people pray this kind of prayer, the more of God's grace to bring it to pass is released. So we're wise to pray it. We're going to take a moment to pray it for our nation and the church as well. Lord, thank you for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the nation, our nation today. Lord, help us as the church and help us as a nation to put you first.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation to make no graven images. Help us together, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, together to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to not murder. Help us, Lord, as the church and as the nation, Lord, to not commit adultery. Help us, Lord, to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. So again, keeping in mind that God himself has said about our prayers, they're powerful and effective. Now, I'm never lying to agree with God. But when a person says, my little prayers, I don't think my prayers accomplish much, that's really a foolish thing to say, and we should never say it. Because it's better to agree with God who says your prayers are powerful and effective. Praise God. Praise God.
I feel like people who have that mindset, I would see it as apparently they don't know who they are in Christ, and they haven't read the word for themselves, because our prayers are powerful.
That's what God says. And if God says it, God's speaking truth all the
time.
That
settles it.
Nothing but. Okay. Another prayer specifically mentioned is a prayer for wisdom, similar to the prayer that Solomon prayed in 1 Kings chapter 3. We're all wise to pray for wisdom every single day, because the fact is, no matter how good you are at what you do, the Holy Spirit has more wisdom to give you. And I like so much to bring up the wonderful example of Dr. George Washington Carver. He had a wonderful habit. He was a very intelligent man, very smart, and I think he was a genius of sorts, but he still relied heavily on God for wisdom and insight. Every morning he'd go up, get up, go out into the woods, and he'd talk to God. He called God Mr. Creator, and he prayed and asked God for insight about agriculture and the things he was working with, and the Holy Spirit would download all kinds of wonderful truths from nature into his mind and his heart, and he would simply that day go into his laboratory and put to work, put to use the insight and the wisdom the Holy Spirit gave him. Now, the fact is, anyone can ask for wisdom like that if they choose to. Now, some might think, well, why did God use George Washington Carver to do so much? He created many things from the peanut, many things from the sweet potato. Well, I think the short answer is he asked. He took the time. He was wise enough to say, Lord, give me wisdom as to what you can do with a peanut. Give me wisdom as to what you can do with a sweet potato. And it's like the Holy Spirit said, I'm glad you asked. And he just gave lots of insight. So wisdom is there for those that will ask God for it.
Come on, Pastor Parker. You're showing out, Pastor Parker. Like, cause in scripture says, we have not because we ask not. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, there was a time I was in this, camp. Mm-hmm. And they would command God to do things, right? Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm so thankful I'm not in that anymore. But what I brought that up to say this. I have had more prayers answered now because I come humbly to the throne of grace and I ask him, Father, and I aim to get scriptural, but at the end of the day, I know it's going to be his will above my own, but I humbly ask. I can't command the God of the world to do something.
We're his servants. We work for him.
Pastor Parker, come on.
And we walk in his word, and we function by his word, so that's the way we're to function every single day, too.
I'm his baby girl, right?
Amen.
So it's kind of like, you know, kids, like when Danielle, your daughter, she'd probably get on your lap and be like, hey, daddy. So it's kind of like that. Like, I approached my Lord like that, but of course, boldly. I'm not, you know, timid or shy. Not that I'm saying daughters are, because we're comfortable with our parents, but that's how the Lord wants us to be with him.
We're all called to a walk of humility with the Lord. Amen.
Right,
amen.
Right.
Well, our time is almost gone, but the prayer based on Psalm 91 is one I want to at least cover before we finish our time today. It's a wonderful prayer. I want to challenge every single listener to start praying every single day. It's a prayer that's based on Psalm 91. And remember, Psalm 91 is a prayer for divine protection for your physical health as well as from hurt, harm, and danger in the world as well. So we're going to take time to pray it, and I want to invite you again to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer and pray it daily, because again, it's a prayer God will answer every day, and no one can protect you like the Lord can. We're going to take time to pray Psalm 91 now. Lord, today I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say to the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noise and pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, Jade, again, I want to challenge every believer listening to pray that prayer every day. Remember, these prayers only take just a few minutes to pray, but they release the power of God. And remember, the Holy Spirit is God. God can protect you from anything or any circumstance. And so no one can protect us like the Lord can. And we live in a crazy world where people are doing crazy things, but in spite of the craziness, God can still protect us.
Mm-hmm. He is our shield.
That's right, our shield and buckler. So to every believer listening again, please do again email us, jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net to get a copy of the Kingdom Prayers Prayer Tool. Please use it in your life, in with your family, but share it, forward it far and wide to others, because everyone can use help and strengthening in their prayer life. Thanks, Jade, for being with us today.
Thank you, Pastor Parker.
Amen. And we're grateful to our producer, Rick Robertson, as always, and we appreciate you listening as well. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.